Hurry! The Casey's Furniture Summer Sale is ending soon. Up to 60% off all departments and hot summer savings across living, dining, bedding and flooring. With many items in stock for nationwide delivery. Browse and buy in-store in Casey's Cork and Limerick and 24/7 on caseys.ie. Don't miss out on these incredible savings.
Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. Last week on Ours to Protect, we heard about the potential that the seaweed that grows off our shores might hold for reducing the greenhouse gases produced from farming here. Now this week, we're bringing you more good news in relation to farms. Upland farmers in Sligo's Ox Mountains, across southwest Donegal and in the Quilca and Aroo Mountains, are working with the Wild Atlantic Nature Scheme, conserving and improving blanket bogs to maximise the benefits they can bring to their communities. That's things such as clean water, biodiversity and carbon storage. Now, what really sets this scheme apart is that it works with farmers and uses all the knowledge that they've built up to develop a payment scheme, which rewards them for the biodiversity and ecological quality of their land. And this is on holdings that might normally provide a marginal return from conventional farming. Instead, the scheme financially rewards farmers for achieving better quality habitats on their land because it's proven that these are better at providing carbon storage, that's nationally important, cleaner water for communities, and at boosting local biodiversity at a time when many species are under threat. Inspired by this news, I wandered out to the Ox Mountains to find out more about how our bogs influence climate change. On the shores of Loch Eeskey, I was surrounded by a lush carpet of russet and green, speckled with vibrant splashes of beautifully delicate flowers. I hadn't realised that it is in fact all this growth that makes our blanket bogs so incredible at absorbing carbon. Derek McLaughlin of Wild Atlantic Nature filled me in.
It's actually very straightforward really, because it's the growth of plants, the dying of plants at the end of the growing season, and the lack of decay of those, so they just build up and build up. So a bog, your blanket bog will grow at a rate of about 1 millimetre per year, forever. You know, forever, as long as there's life on planet Earth, you're talking 1 millimetre per year. So if you work back, a 1 metre deep bog will be, at the bottom of that will be 1,000 years old, you know. Yeah. A 5 metre, 6, 7 metre bogs, and there's bogs around us that are at that depth, you're talking 5, 6, 7,000 years. So like they're a timeline. As you go down, you're going back by the thousands of years to what the climate was then. And in fact, we can look at the weather conditions back your thousands of years, burn events. We can look at layers of charcoal that happened, and we can date those as well. So it's pretty phenomenal, the library that is, you know.
The density of plant that's growing on the bog is the thing that dictates how much carbon it takes in.
The coverage, yeah, absolutely, of the right plants, I suppose. But like typically in a blanket bog, and you know, like all of these areas over the other side and up and around, that's all blanket bog, you know. And typically there'll be a big diversity of, you'll have your sphagnum mosses and you'll have your sedges and your grasses, and they'll all die and they all contribute to that. So that's the build-up of carbon. And you compare that to a woodland. Now, it's a much lower intake of carbon, but that's in perpetuity. So it goes on forever, you know. And yeah, you'll get a great intake of carbon while the forest is growing. But it does get to the point that it's a mature native woodland of 100 years old, and then it's a neutral, you know, then it's carbon neutral. It's your bog, it continues to sequester, you know, and that's important. That's really, really important there as well. It's also important to bear in mind, you know, the loss of carbon as well, because, I mean, it might be taken in half a ton or a ton of carbon per hectare per year. But if you're losing, you know, across a large area, you're losing 5 tons of carbon per hectare per year, okay. You know. If it's heavily cut for turf, it could be losing a huge amount of carbon. It could be losing 3, 4, 5 tons of carbon per hectare per year, aside from the peat that's extracted, the exposed peat. You'd have drying peat, and the way the carbon escapes, it gets washed off, But it also once it dries, it gets released in gas as well. So you get a huge amount of release to the atmosphere as well of carbon with this constant drying and wetting and drying and wetting. So what you want in a peatland context is it to be always damp. Like, and we're looking at our sites, our blanket bog sites, and you're talking, you know, maybe 150,000 tons of carbon per year. So that's pretty considerable loss, you know. So we're trying to kind of to nail that down, and we have fairly extensive monitoring with colleagues in Chagask and other organisations of the typical emissions from your classic farms here in Sligo and Mayo and Galway, Donegal, to actually nail down, well, what is the real figures here and how do you change that? Are we doing okay or what?
Peatlands and mosses are also hugely important in filtering and absorbing carbon. Lorraine O'Donnell of Inland Fisheries Ireland emphasises how important the work of farmers in peatland and wetland areas is in protecting us all against flooding and in ensuring clean water.
One of the things we learned from COVID especially is that if people provide us with the science and provide us with the information, we can understand what's going on. And I think that's going to be really important from the climate change point of view, is that, you know, once the information is provided to people, we'll be able to make changes. And absolutely, from the point of view of flooding, slowing the water down definitely makes an impact. And it doesn't take forever to slow it down. It doesn't last forever. But we're really lucky in Ireland that we have such gorgeous green land, and you know, we've plenty space, and we need to think like that. And you know, it's not about, you know, sacrificing the land at the expense of somebody else. Like, we have to pay for this as well, you know. So now, if a farmer is going to allow his land to flood for, you know, three times a year or something like that, don't have him suffering over it. Why should they? So, you know, we all benefit from, you know, this, and we benefit from living in a country where we're proud of, you know, how green it is, how much nature we can provide, how wild it is. You know, we all love our open spaces. So, you know, it's really important that we all, you know, help each other out, and don't let one particular sector, you know, be disadvantaged from all these changes. And the changes are happening. Some of them are subtle and some of them are bigger. And, you know, but I think we all acknowledge that we all have to do our bit, and we can't just point the finger at somebody else to do it.
Speaking of taking pride in our surroundings, you've probably heard about National Heritage Week, which is going to run from this Saturday, the 12th of August, to Sunday, the 20th of August. Anyone with small children might like to toddle off to the Wild Child event being held in Hazelwood as part of Heritage Week's Wild Child Day on Saturday week, the 19th of August. Micheál Coughlan will be at Hazelwood from 10 a.m. on Saturday the 19th, hosting immersive nature walks and other nature-based activities. Now, older children might prefer a nighttime adventure in pursuit of the mysterious bat and moth life in and around the Organic Centre in Rossinver. Although you would be best advised to bring your head torch for that one. Bookings for both events can be made on heritageweek.ie.
Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Study full-time, part-time, online with Ireland's premier computing college, CCT, with many flexible, government-funded and industry-partnered higher education programmes, all QQI validated and globally accredited. Upskill in areas like cybersecurity, data analytics, software development, artificial intelligence, Python, DevOps, digital marketing and more. Diploma, degree and postgrad courses available. Find out more at cct.ie.